With WNPR News, I'm Harriet Jones. Most of Connecticut remains in a moderate to severe drought, as it has been all summer, despite the recent storms. Many areas would have seen at least 8 inches more rain at this point in the season in an average year. Farmers say rainfall in the last couple of weeks has helped save some vegetable and corn crops, but it's not enough to save them from expensive irrigation work, and they expect yields to be low. Mary Conklin is a fruit crop specialist at UConn's Department of Plant Science. She says this year got off to a bad start, even before the dry summer hit.
We had no snow over the winter, and without that snow, we had no water in the ground to begin with in the spring, whereas the year before, we had so much snow, at least we started off before the drought with some groundwater. With the rains that we've been getting the last couple of weeks, some places have had, you know, maybe 1 to 2 inches, and that's great for them. They're still in a drought, but at least it helps get things growing. And other places have had maybe 1/4 inch to 1/2 inch total.
Meanwhile, homeowners are facing some tough choices in the yard as they struggle to keep things looking green. Horticulturist Tom Christopher says over the longer term, those concerned about the look of their lawns should experiment with longer-rooted grass varieties. But they also shouldn't be afraid to see grass turn brown in dry spells.
Just let it go dormant in the summer. Grasses were, you know, evolved to do that, and they're very tough. And if you can accept a more natural look in your lawn, you won't have to pour drinking water all over your lawn to keep it chilled down and cooled.
Meanwhile, some other parts of New England are seeing their driest conditions in more than a decade. This is WNPR News.